Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Behind me is the site for the new location where they're building for senior residents and low-income housing. Here is also, incidentally, is where KDL of fame, of notoriety, of accusing unhoused people from staying on the street with $20 or activists bribing unhoused people to stay on the street, is that we're investigating where the solutions that they keep saying that they have. So enter the Hotel Madison. The Hotel Madison, we're going to look through and investigate some of the claims that conscientious paying residents are paying on time, doing, causing no problems, and being how they're being treated by our society and our system. It is interesting to also to point out that KDL was paid $100,000 in consultancy, and this is what his consultancy has brought forth. So, without further ado, Median Howell's investigation is going on the case, and we're going to be continually looking through with some of the residents. If you have any other residents that have are under this tutelage or under AHF, please reach out to Median Howell's. We will take this matter seriously, and we will cover the story as best as we can. This is Theo Henderson from Weenie and House, and we are here once again in another AHF location, this time for Madison. We have a resident here that has been here, and I want you to answer a few questions. So, what's your name?
My name is Leonard Turner.
And how long have you been living here?
Going on 7 years.
What brought you here to the Madison? I know you were living out in Beverly Hills or whatever.
Right. I was living with my mom, and, you know, when she passed away, I wanted to move away and get away so I get a peace of mind. So when I moved here, it was livable. I thought it was. But then when I seen all the issues, you know, God gonna open up another door, because the Madison's got a lot of issues and they not worried about our safety.
Okay, so let's break this back from the top. You've had some challenges going on in your home. Tell us what's going on with your home. What issues right now that's very pressing?
The issue I have right here in 224, I have mold all over my room. My bed is wet, and it's mold all over the floor. They're not doing nothing about it. and I actually need SAT help.
Okay, so what seemed like you went through the steps. Did you contact someone to let people know that?
I went through all the steps. I let the head people at the Madison know. I let the inspector know. Everyone came and took pictures of the building. Mm-hmm. Inspector, the Madison manager, all of them came out, took pictures and all that, but never did nothing about it.
So if you don't mind, maybe come in and look and see what the situation is.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Please. Okay. I can smell the mildew.
Yeah.
You know, it's very obvious.
Yes.
And it seems like the bed is wet. Oh, excuse me. The bed is wet. Is that correct? Yes, this is the bed still down.
Yes, baby. The bed is wet and the box frame.
Oh, yes.
And I got to sleep on it with three blankets, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
And it don't make no sense. And the scent, I sleep with a mask in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, look at all over the ceiling.
As you can see here.
Yeah, look at all that mold.
Yeah, that's black mold, and that causes respiratory issues.
I got three inhalers, sir.
Three inhalers?
Yes, yes.
We need to see the...
My LR, look at my LR, I got two of them in the purse. My breathing.
Okay, wow. Mm-hmm. So yes, this is like... This is supposed to be when we're hearing from the politicians that their people are refusing services. I can imagine why residents outside are refusing services, because why come into and jeopardize their health in a different way? You know, so this is not right. At least you can see the black mold there. I don't know what. That's a fume or something in here. It's this mildew.
You zoom in a little bit here.
Mm-hmm. You slide right.
Okay.
Something in there too. The signs are making me cough. It's something else.
That ain't good.
No,
I sleep with a mask on.
I can smell it. It's like they have some kind of fume. Or something amazing.
That's what I
room.
Said.
And something, and I'm just out of nowhere, and I'm just feeling it like this.
And I sleep with a mask on, sir.
Yeah, so yeah, this is
here.
Not good. Hmm. So keep your takeaways. Even though we see the thing, by being inside the room, you can tell that there is something going on, like the black mold. And I went into there, and I immediately started coughing, because I felt like there's something in that room that's not really good, like the respiratory for people. And you mentioned you're sleeping with your mask over top of three blankets. It just, you know, do they have mattresses for you to get replaced?
Yes, sir.
But why they haven't replaced it for you?
She said she would let me know if she could give me one, but she haven't given
nothing. How long ago was that?
About last week.
Okay. The second thing is, why don't they put you into another room?
She said nothing about her, sir. Why nothing about her?
Alright, my goodness. So, that's horrible. You know,
yes.
And something needs to be done.
Yes, and my safety, you would think by me paying my rent on time and doing respectable, they would move me or, you know, I pay rent on time and I never had a problem. So, if I have a problem, why they not helping me with my safety and my health? If I get sicker, they got to take it in consideration, but I'm leaving it in God's hands, because if they don't do nothing about it, it will be done something about it.
We will look into this. Okay, so you mentioned that you had some challenges with your bed. Tell us what happened. There was a flood?
There was a flood in the room.
When was this at?
Sunday. And then after Sunday was another one, and the mattress is wet. I let the manager know that it's wet, and I let her know when she came in, she looked at it, and I asked her, can you give me another mattress? She said, we don't have none on stock right now.
Now, let me back up for a minute, because you mentioned that there was a flood. Last Sunday, that was Kip Dillion was here, and it was all the video there to cover his opening breaking ground of a new location. Do you think his office is aware of what's going on? Have you reached out to this, his office to let him know that this is going on?
I let everyone know about the room and the situation and the mold and the flood.
Is there a housing manager that you contacted to tell that this was going on?
We have a new manager since I've been there. We've been on six or seven new managers.
What's the new manager's name?
Angela. Mm-hmm. And I told her about it. She came up and looked at all around the room and said she had let me know what can she do about it. So I took it in consideration and waited on her, but she haven't did nothing about it.
Then you went up to the chain of command, and that would be the housing?
Yeah, I called the chain of command. And
what was this person?
He's supposed to come out next Thursday.
Oh, he's supposed to come out this Thursday. Yeah. But there was another person stating that they had mattresses. Who was this person?
Dominique is the manager of all the SRO, or the property of the Madison, and he came out and said they should have removed their bed, and they do have beds in the warehouse. He don't know why she said they didn't have none.
So they haven't removed, gave me a new bed?
They haven't removed my bed, they haven't did nothing. I'm still in the mold room, and mold is all around the bed, all around the wall, everywhere, and I'm in there, and I sleep with a mask.
The question I have is, like, this seems like this is visible violations from inspection and health codes. So when this happened, was there any inspector or housing inspectors coming to investigate this?
Well, the inspector came out and Dominique came out.
Dominique
is the manager of the Madison's. Mm-hmm. And when they came out, he said, we need to move y'all because the health department had contacted him. Mm-hmm. He said, and that the health department contacted us, and I had to come out today. So when he came out, I let him come in, and he looked and took pictures. And he said he was going to get on it, and he'd get back with me. Mm-hmm. They did come out and inspect the room, but I'm still waiting for him to get back
so
with me.
So when did he come out?
Tuesday.
He came out Tuesday, and today?
Last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So now a week has passed, and you're still into that room where even I visibly had issues just staying in there for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously the state of emergency.
Yes, sir.
The next question that I have is that after this is going on, why haven't they moved you to somewhere else?
The reason why they haven't moved me, I don't know in that situation, but I'm being patient and waiting for them to give me some kind of safety help. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody helped, and I'm still in here. And I don't understand why I'm still in the room where mold is all over the place.
Let me pause right quick. What was the other question you had?
The other question is,
clearly this is an obvious violation. Have you taken legal counsel or what, you know, to follow up with this? Because it seems like this is a dereliction of duty.
Yes, I do. I have a lawyer, and she's on everything, and she helped me more than the Madison's. So whatever whatever help I need or that's helping me is my lawyer. She's on it.
So what does she do for it? Did she do anything to let them know that this was going on?
My lawyer have contacted the Madison office and let them all know what's going on. And the more she calling them, the more help I'm getting from her that's coming out. And I appreciate all the help my lawyer do. I have a lawyer, and yes, she's on top of this, what's going on in the mold room.
Well, Ms. Turner, I think, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I appreciate you guys coming out to help me, and I hope I get more help from you guys, and just help me get out of here.
Well, that's fair to you. This is Theo Henderson from We In House.
Thank you
all for listening. Let's meet again in the light of understanding.
Let me show you first, then I'm going to step back and let you know.
Okay.
This one is
almost
going. This is one. And now, no, it's not backing up now.
It backs up. This one overflows.
Both of them back up.
Open back up.
Yeah, this one overflows. Is down below.
Okay.
They snake it temporarily.
Blows for a while, builds back up.
Keep flooding. That's
right.
This is the harm reduction for AHF. These are the services that are not being supplied. AHF is basically have become a colossal slumlord that has basically put residents who are paying rent residual on time at risk. And this is, if they miss rent, they will be evicted back onto the streets. So here is also another death trap that death could come at any time in this. This, I think, was built back into the 20s, where they had a bellhop. Maybe the bellhop body is still in here, who knows?
And just so you guys all know, this elevator was approximately out for 8 months. Mm. So tenants who are seniors and disabled have to go up and down the stairs.
Here.
So this is the elevator.
Imagine if you had a wheelchair trying to, and it's a hell of a journey.
It's a very heavy door.
Yes, and trying to maneuver, now add, if you have groceries, look how it's not prepped or clean, it's not painted. Please wait for the elevator to stop completely before opening the door. So as you can see, these are many of the things that housing have to endure to be able to survive.
Yeah, so as you guys saw, the elevator isn't kept up. Mm-hmm. I just want to be very clear that the people who work at Madison, who are the cleaners, mm-hmm. what you call the janitor staff,
right.
they work really hard to maintain this place
Absolutely.
Clean. But two people cleaning is not enough.
Yes.
And it's not throughout the whole entire day. Mm-hmm. They're here in the morning, and they're not here at night,
right.
you know? So yeah. I do want to say that the janitor staff at Madison tries their best.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ladies that you guys saw get in the elevator is one of the hardest workers in this building.
Mm-hmm.
So there are tenants who are, there are employees who are being exploited
mm-hmm.
and having to even deal with cleaning these conditions and not getting true support. So I just want to say that because there are good employees in AHF. But it becomes a problem when upper management and the people on top who call the shots are not providing real help.
This is Theo Henderson from Weedy and House, and this is Unhoused News. Todd, top story is the unhoused community has teamed up with activists to protest the treatment of the Grand Hotel. Council member Kevin DeLeon claims that activists are paying the unhoused community $20 to stay on the streets. DeLeon is running for mayor and is embroiled in another controversy, being attached with the $100,000 consultancy fee from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. He's also connected with the slumlord conditions in the SROs in the Madison Hotel, as well as been contributed for his mayoral campaign by donating $1,500 the AIDS Health Foundation has done. So join us this Friday at 4 p.m. at the Grand Hotel to protest against his solutions and his demonization of 4118. He was the one that brought it to campus. Our next story is on Saturday from 1 to 5, we will have a community day at Hollywood Recreation Center, located 1122 Cole Avenue. Unhoused speakers, teach-ins, art making, and art Narcan training will be also available for people to learn what it is about 4118 and the issues surrounding it. Please join us. Mike Bonner, council member of the Venice District, has received a lot of stress, a recall campaign, has stated he will not seek a third term. Enter Aaron Darling. Mike Bonin has faced NIMBYism recall successfully, as well as been an advocate for the unhoused community. He voted against 4118. However, the stresses and the aggressiveness of NIMBYism, along with issues to taking care of his health, has created a perfect storm for him to not return. On Monday, February 7th, protesters will assemble at the Hall of Justice to bring about amendment for sheriff accountability. Sheriff Villanueva has descended upon the unhoused encampments, have stated that he is the answer or the help, a savior
of removing unhoused and vulnerable people. NIMBYism has rallied around him, and he has basically taken on the right-wing ideology of removing the unhoused community. And this is unhoused news. In other unhoused news, on Craigslist, there has been in Echo Park a titled "Complainers About the Homeless and Dangerous Drug Addicts Needed." They're offering to pay $50 for a two-hour meeting. Snacks and beverages will be supplies. And the statement reads is, our neighbors association will meet with local officials to address our concerns regarding loitering by drug addicts and the homeless, which is caused by a local opioid treatment center. Participants must live in the 90057 or 90026 zip codes and be prepared to vocalize articulately but forcefully their concerns and dangers that the homeless and drug addicts at the treatment centers a lack of loitering no loitering rule enforcement in the immediate area. Participants must be of any local persuasion or ethnicity. Diversity welcome but not required.
Okay. So, but we're gonna.
She needs to be, and they won't move me on the same floor, so she can take care of me. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Curtis. We're gonna record it and talk a little bit about it. Mr. Curtis, what's going on with your bed? It's like you have had an infestation here. Okay. May I look at the bed?
Be careful.
Here? Sure. Excuse me. Here. Mm-hmm. As you can see.
Should I move it out somewhere where you can really see the other side?
Oh, okay, sure. Look here. And this is, they also, mind you, have beds in the warehouse that they haven't replaced, that they should be replacing for the unhoused community or the housed community here, and they are not. So let me move out your way here. Okay. Understand. Okay, so you can see this building all over here. Yes, please. Go ahead. As you can see, these are telltale signs where the bed bugs are. The bed bug infestation.
And I'm trying to.
And you're his caregiver, so tell us, how long has this been going on?
This been going on since last year, and I asked him, can he get a new bed?
Mm-hmm.
And they, in some kind of way, they're not giving him a new bed.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, can he move up to the fifth floor where I am, so I can really actually take care of him. Because by me coming from upstairs down here, it seems like there's a problem when I come down here to deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, either if it has to do with his mail or a key to his mailbox or anything that has to deal with him, it's like, oh, you're not married to him. You this, you're that. It doesn't matter.
You come along married.
Anything has to deal with him, I take care of all of his needs. Everything.
You're his partner, and that's the point.
And I've been with him 22 years.
You know? So you're common law married. The 7 years is like, it's 7 years if you're living together. You basically are married.
So I come down here every day. I cleaned up what today. I didn't clean up. I just got here, and I do everything. So it's like, and I've been fighting them about it. They seem like they ignore me, and where they was gonna put him, they got somebody else in that room now. So. And I've been trying to reach you to help me out to figure what to do.
Yeah, because you asked for a unit transfer, right? You asked for him to be placed
on your floor so that you could be next to him and take care of him.
Yeah.
And they denied that request.
He's still in here. You know, so I'm trying to, you know, and then when I come down here, it seems like, you know.
Well, thank you for letting us know we won't intrude, but we also know we have flooding issues. The other tenant across the hall has the same thing. Do you guys get flooded as well?
Yeah, when they come out that the men's bathroom.
How often does that usually happen? Because she had been flooded twice over there, and I could see.
It just happened like recently, this month, So it's whatever's going on with the plumbing, it comes all the way down here from the people doors and stuff like that. So, and then when I ask them politely, I need him to be up closer to me where I can take care of the way he needs to be taken care of, because I can't leave this medicine down.
I understand. And it's a small room anyway.
Yeah.
You guys need to be somewhere where a little more spacious. Actually, couples rooms.
Yeah.
And that's not too far out the possibility. You're a married couple, you deserve to have that.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, guys have the right, just like everybody else that are married and in a relationship, they live together. That's the same thing they should have with you guys, just period.
And I constantly, when I'm not here with him at night, this is what I get when I come back. Mm. I don't fuss with him, but I know what he do. This is what he do.
Well, it's understandable. It's his home. You know what I'm saying? It's his home, and you know everyone has their way of doing things.
When I seen that right there, I was like, oh no.
No, that's not good. And they have mattresses, and they haven't replaced it, and that's another issue.
Like I told you, I don't mind paying for it for him. I don't care, but just give him another one.
Right? This is something they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And then I don't know. What's going on, but he had his keys taken from his room, keys to his lock, to his mailbox, and the outdoor, and I asked him to get him we got a whole new set, you know, but like I told him, I need him up there when I'm talking, I'm ready to keep an eye on
him. Well, is it okay if we come back and follow up and make sure to see if they're going to be on top of us, because we're going to put some attention to some light to this, because people need to see what's going on and hold them accountable. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for allowing us in your home. This is Theo Henderson from Weeder & Howes. This is another clear example of abuse of funds that should be helping the people. So when the next time you hear about unhoused people don't want services, this is the response and this is the answer to that.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.